The city of Los Angeles wants to spend $1 billion expanding a power plant in Utah. The Utah plant burns coal, which is banned in new power plants in California because of the pollution it generates. So Los Angeles officials want to take energy out of Utah and leave the pollution behind. Utah officials are considering the proposal. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Utah's Intermountain Power Project is already one of the biggest coal-fired power plants in the world, and the city of Los Angeles already consumes most of its power. The plant produces enough energy to heat, cool, and brighten a third of the homes in Los Angeles. Now, city officials want more. They're prepared to spend $1 billion to perhaps double the energy produced, but they need Utah's permission first. So they gathered in the office of Utah Governor Mike Leavitt yesterday to make their pitch. Richard Reardon is the mayor of Los Angeles.
We're all in this together. Fortunately, at this moment in time, Los Angeles has an overabundance of energy, but this isn't going to be true forever. We are going to have to find new sources of power. We have to come up with solutions that we're all part of.
This was the common theme echoed by other state and city officials from California and by Utah Governor Mike Leavitt, who added this caution.
The state of Utah is open to it. We're interested in understanding more about their project. There are a number of other projects that are being planned in Utah currently. They need to be balanced with this one in terms of our air quality and also the use of our water and also the depletion of our coal reserves. But we are open to it and welcome the discussion.
The discussion is not welcome at the Sierra Club, says Regional Representative Lawson Legate.
LA would like to generate more coal-fired power in Utah so that they can turn around and sell it to other parts of California. Los Angeles right now doesn't need the power that they're talking about generating. So pretty clearly it looks like a case of polluting for profit.
In fact, Los Angeles plans to sell half of the new power it generates to the rest of California for as much as 10 years. It's far cheaper than natural gas and may be quicker and easier to produce, given stiff opposition in California to even clean power plants. Los Angeles Mayor Reardon is unapologetic about trading California pollution for Utah energy.
You have to balance the cost. You can't make energy so expensive that it'll destroy the economies of the various states. So you have to balance the environment, which is better technology, it's cleaner, it's not perfect, but you have to balance that against loss of jobs and destruction of the economy.
It's not clear how Utah will benefit. There should be new jobs and more sales of Utah coal. The Californians say they're willing to share the new energy produced, but they've said nothing publicly so far about sharing the profits. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.